Okay, so we seem to have lost Rav Avrom for a few minutes, and I guess with it, the recording. I'll call upon him. So we finished the Gemara Rav Avrom till the bottom,
okay,
the story, and we're now going to start learning Tosfos. The first Tosfos discusses his Havinenu Tefillah Katsara point, and the second one will discuss the correct pronunciation and the words of Yehi Shmei Rabbo. So let's learn this Tosfos now. Hoya lecha lehispalel Tefillah Katsara. Says Tosfos, lechoira mashma she'ein ze havinenu. Lechoira, we would say that this is not a reference to havinenu. Rashi told us that it is havinenu. Tosfos says, lechoira, it's absolutely not havinenu. Why not? Remember, this is the Gemara that we saw yesterday, Rabbi Yisai. Daho koboi lekamon. Because the Gemara asked quite clearly later on in Daf Lamed, and what did it say there? My Ika Bein Havinenu L'Tfilah Ketzara. The Gemara posed the question and answered the question, what is the difference between Havinenu and a Tfilah Ketzara? So if the Gemara asks what is the difference, that clearly means that they're not the same. So if they're not the same, whenever you see the words Tefillah Ketzara, then lechayer, that cannot be a reference to Havinenu, because the Gemara clearly distinguishes between the two. Says Tosfos, what if that's the case? Then I don't understand Rashi. Says Tosfos, imkein, if so, that I've just explained that they're not really exactly the same things. Tefillah Ketzara and Havinenu are two separate types of tefillos. Well, if that's the case, so says, I don't understand him. Came le pirush akuntras she pirush bekan dahainu havinenu, comma, that which Rashi has told us in our sugya that tefillah ketzara is a reference to havinenu, kosher, is very difficult. How can Rashi possibly translate the words tefillah ketzara as being a reference to Havinenu, when we have enough of Furusha Gemara that distinguishes between the two? Elo al Korchoch, surely we're forced to say, disagree with Rashi and say that, do you know what it means, Tfilah Ketzara? Hainu, Tfilah Achrina. It's a completely different Tfilah, it's not Havinenu. Could the Mefarish Lekamola, the Gemara explains later on, Sarche, Amcha, Merubim, etc., etc. There's a whole different nusach for the tefillah. And remember, we said that a tefillah katsara, you don't even say the first three or the last three brachas. Therefore, says Tosfos, lechoira, we have no choice but to disagree with Rashi. It would seem impossible to translate that tefillah katsara means havinenu when we have a mafurish a gemara that says that they're not the same. Okay. However, says Tosfos, I must be perfectly honest, the option that I've just posed is not much better. Why? Says Tosfos, v'gam al zeh kosher. But so too, this is also difficult. Yes, Rashi is difficult. Because how can Rashi say it's referring to Havinenu? But I must be honest, to suggest that it's not Havinenu, and to say it's the Tefillah Ketzara, that particular approach also is problematic. Why? So this is what we mentioned yesterday. The lekamon, because later on, omrinon she'ein loimar tefillas shel tzorchei amcho elo b'mokoim sakona. The tzorchei amcho tefillah, which means the Tefillah Ketzara, the Gemara says is only ever stated, only ever davened in a mokim sakona. The Rabbi Yosi lo yava b'mokim sakona. Rabbi Yosi was not in a dangerous place, pirish b'mokim listim. He was not in a place of bandits. How do I know? Midahei shivloi, seeing as he responded to Elyonovin, he says, shemo yafsiku bi oivrei drachim. Rabbi Yossi did not say that I entered the churva because I was worried about bandits. Rather, what did he say? I entered the churva because I was worried about passers-by. He said, Shemo yafsiku b'yoyvei drachim, v'lo yeheshiv. He did not respond, Shemo yarguni listim, that maybe, chas v'sholom, he would be killed by bandits. He never said that. So if he never said that we're dealing with the Mokum HaSakana, all he said was that I'm in a place where there's passers-by and I'm worried that they'll interrupt my attention. Ah, that's not a Mokum HaSakana. And if it's not a Mokum HaSakana, why indeed, how can you possibly say a Tefillah Ketzara? After all, we have a Gemara that says Tefillah Ketzara is only said a Mokum HaSakana. So therefore, says Tosos, we're a little bit stuck in both directions. We don't really understand Rashi, but we don't really have an alternative either. To translate like Rashi, it means Havineinu is very problematic because Tefillah Ketzara and Havineinu is not the same thing. And yet, on the other hand, to disagree with Rashi and to say that Tefillah Ketzara means the shortened version of davening, it's also problematic because the Gemara says, that's only to be said by Mokim Sakana. And Rabbi Yossi clearly was not in a Mokim Sakana. So Tosva says, we have no choice, but we have to come back to Rashi's Pshat. And Rashi must be right after all. The Nira Li Kapira Shakuntras. Says Tosfos, we have no choice. It would appear to me that Rashi is, after all, correct. Benirelika pirusha kuntres, that tefillah ketzara dehocha, the tefillah ketzara in our sugya, hainu havineinu. So yes, it's a little bit confusing. The tefillah ketzara, which is mentioned later on in the Masechta, that's not what we're referring to over here. That particular Tefillah Ketzara can only be said b'mokim sakana. We're not talking about a mokim sakana, so we cannot possibly be referring to the Tefillah Ketzara of the Gemara later on. So what Tefillah Ketzara are we referring to? Says Tosfos, I have no choice but to learn that Rashi. It must be referring to Havineinu after all. Says Tosfos, va'af al gav, the light, olo, Abaya, aman, the mispalel havineinu. Light, Abaya gave a light. A light means a curse. Abaya cursed anybody who said havineinu. If you remember, we said havineinu, even though it works, and it does exist a type of tefillah like that, but one certainly, Chazal frown upon anybody who says that. And not just frown, they even curse. So how can we say that Rabbi Yossi said, Havineinu? But at the end of the day, we have a Mufurish and Gemara. They're not supposed to be saying Havineinu. And in fact, it's considered so severe that somebody who says it is a subject of Abaya's curse. Says Gemara, you're right. Says Tosfos, Afal Gav, the light, Alo Abaya, Amand Omar, Amand Mispal Havineinu, Hainu Dafka Bo'ir. That's only if you're in the city and you're not in open field and you're in a regular shul and you can daven calmly and uninterrupted, then you have no business saying Havineinu. And if you do so, you'll become the subject of Abaya's curse. Avol basode muta. But in the field, albeit it's not dangerous, but certainly one cannot daven with the same kavana that one would daven if you were in the town, in the city, not traveling along the path. And under those circumstances, there is no klala, there is no curse for somebody who says havineinu. That which the Gemara says later on, we saw this yesterday. My ikka ben havinenu letzfila katsara. The Gemara asks, what exactly is the difference between the two? Hochi ka omar says, Tosafot, what that means is to say that ben tfila katsara. Which tfila katsara is that referring to? It's not referring to the tfila katsara in Daf Gimel. Because in our particular sugya, what does the tfila katsara refer to? The tfila katsara is havinenu. So how can you say, what's the difference between Tfilah Katsara and Havinenu when Tfilah Katsara is Havinenu? Doesn't make sense. So Tosis, you're right. Over there, the Tfilah Katsara is not referring to Havinenu. V'hod amrin ala kamon, mai ikka bein Havinenu le Tfilah Katsara. What that means is, achi kamar, bein Tfilah Katsara, which particular one? Dama brepelek Tfilah Sashachar. Could go in Sarche Amcha, etc., etc., etc. So that particular Tfilah Katsara, that's what the Gemara is asking. What is the difference in that Havinenu? Aval Vadai Tfilah Katsara Dahacha? But the Tfilah Katsara that we are discussing in our Sugya, Sarech Loima Havinenu. It must be talking about Havinenu. So, Tosafos in the final analysis is actually agreeing with Rashi after all. Initially, he said Rashi's pshat is impossible. How can Rashi translate Tfilah Katsara as being Havinenu when the Gemara says later on the Havinenu is not the same as Tfilah Katsara at all? But in the final analysis, Tosafos says, I have no choice. And therefore, really, if we ask, what is the translation of Tfilah Katsara? And the answer is, it depends on which sugya. In our sugya, it means Havinenu, indeed. But in the Gemara later on, Tfilah Katsara means literally the shortened version of davening. That's not the Havinenu, which is just an amalgamated, but as we saw yesterday, Tfilah Katsara is one short bracha, so Yirotza in Tzarchi Amcha Merubim. That's what the Gemara is discussing later on. But in our sugya, it's all the same thing. Yeah, okay. We're actually going to hold it over here. Miss Hashem, next time we're going to look at the bottom Tosafos, V'oinin Yehish Me'agodon V'voirach, and then Bez Hashem, we'll continue in the Gemara.
Koach.
Okay, be well. Have a good day, everybody. Hey.